Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, African American True Crime. Yes, I love true crime stories, but very seldom do I hear true crime stories about African Americans. So I created this podcast to share with my listeners about the true crimes that African Americans commit. So sit back, lend me your ears, and listen to some of the most horrendous crimes committed by African Americans. Hi, my name is Queen Zoya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. I want to talk to you about Naissa or Nisa Walcott and Khalil Barrow. A man learned his fate for strangling his cousin and hiding her body for days while he stole her money, used her New York apartment, and impersonated her to conceal his crime. Now, don't this sound like some old movie shit, some Lifetime, Tubi TV movie shit? Khalil Barrow, 23, was sentenced to 25 years to life in state prison for killing his cousin, Nisa Walcott, 35. The woman's son, Omer Walcott, then 14, slammed the killer. "My whole family is destroyed," said in a tearful victim impact statement. "It's been trauma after trauma. It's like it's digging at my skin like someone's nails just keep scratching. It's one of the saddest cases that I have ever presided over," said Supreme Court Justice Laura Ward. "In this case, had a family that was willing to be there for him all the time, and he clearly took advantage of that family. What Khalil did to his cousin after her death was reprehensible. His actions indicated a callous disregard for not only the victim in this case, but for her entire family." Okay, so let's find out what he did. So, he was found guilty of murder in the second degree, concealment of a human corpse, grand larceny in the fourth degree, and criminal possession of stolen property in the fourth degree. It was betrayal. He strangled his cousin in her own home, all for his own financial gain. "I am amazed by how Nisa Walcott family members who have persevered through the horrific murder of their loved one by her own cousin, their resiliency. They attended the trial every single day, listening to incredible, disturbing testimony. No sentence can undo this family's pain, but I hope they continue to heal from this terrible loss." So what this dude did, he went into her East Harlem apartment, tied up her ankles with a Wi-Fi cord, hid her body inside a plastic tub lined with fabric scraps, and placed the tub in a storage room before scouring the apartment with bleach. "You killed her," which you probably went over there asking for some money. She probably told you no. "So you got upset, killed her, tied her up, put her in a tote with fabric scraps." Authorities said he immediately began impersonating her, sending her 14-year-old son text messages from her phone, manipulating him by asking for her EBT account's PIN and telling him to leave the door unlocked. He also impersonated her in text to her coworkers and other relatives. So he had her phone. I remember watching a movie. And this movie recently was a woman. She had killed this person, and she was using her phone and sending out text messages. That's why I said this sounds some stupid ass Lifetime movie shit. Not to sleep on Lifetime, but this is what this sounds like. After failing to rent a car to take her body upstate, he moved the plastic tub holding her body to the roof of her apartment. Okay. He drags the container of her body upstairs and put it on the roof of the apartment building that where she lived in. And he used her credit cards and accounts for weed, beverages, and food. Days later, a relative concerned about Walcott's safety texted her phone to ask her to send him a photo so he knew she was okay. Barrow, using Nisa's phone, replied with an old photo that the relative recognized. The relative contacted Nisa's son, whom Barrow, still impersonating Nisa, instructed to say that everything was fine. He's still impersonating. Now, what is going on? How did he lie? Like, what did he say? What was he telling the boy where his mama was? Like, I'm trying to figure that out. Family members reported her missing to police the next day after realizing no one knew where she was. They noted this series of strange and uncharacteristic text messages in response to their repeated calls and messages. The language that was being used was like, wait a minute, that's not my sister, her brother Eugene Butler said. The lack of a phone response was also telling. No matter what she was going through, she always picked up the phone for me, her brother told ABC. One of those reportedly odd text messages relayed the following to her surviving son. His mother was leaving on business and she was leaving Barrow in charge of things. That purported state of affairs did not sit right with those who knew Walcott. So you mean to tell me that you done told the son, hey, I got to be here to watch you and take after you because you already done text him and told him, got the lie prepared, got all the shit prepared, that his mother was going on a business trip? Police spoke with Barrow, inquiring about Walcott's whereabouts. Hours later, early in the morning of February 25th, 2022, because this happened in 2022, Barrow took the tub with Nisa's body to an area in the Bronx and left the container on the sidewalk. Now, this motherfucker done carried the body and left it on the sidewalk. It was discovered that afternoon by a man who resells discarded personal belongings. He saw a human leg in a bin across the street from a storage facility. The man said the bin appeared to be out of place and unaffiliated with that facility in the Bronx's High Bridge neighborhood, according to the New York Police Department. Authorities say they consulted surveillance footage from Walcott's apartment building that showed Barrow entering the building with the woman and then later leaving by himself. A different video from later that day shows Barrow dragging a large plastic bin to the roof of the apartment building. This motherfucker here. Around midnight, 7 days later, additional surveillance footage shows Barrow removing a large plastic container with the help of another man who has yet to be identified. And yet more footage, a man can be seen dumping a storage bin in the Bronx. This is barbaric and very gutless. The person who did this had to have been a person who had no soul, because all she wanted to do was help this person. Y'all, this is some straight bullshit here. You see, this is what is going on with people. We understand that there's evil that lives in the world. I read articles all the time. All the time I'm reading news articles about this happening and that happening. But you kill this woman, take her phone, take her money, hid her body in a bin, pretended to be like her. Like, bruh, how long was you going to keep this shit up, bruh? Like, seriously, how long were you going to keep that up? Now, listen to what her brother has to say after finding out what had happened to his sister.
Feeling very numb and empty right now.
Eugene Butler is struggling to find the words to describe his emotions. He spoke exclusively to CBS 2 News after the death of his 35-year-old sister, Nisa Walcott.
Nisa was a beautiful person. She was a caring, loving woman that really loved her family.
Walcott's body was found in a plastic storage container Friday. Investigators say a passerby noticed the body on University Place in the Highbridge section of the Bronx and called 911. The day before, her brothers reported the young mother missing after repeated attempts to call her were returned with what they deemed suspicious text messages.
The language that was being used was like, wait a minute, that's not my sister.
Saturday, grief-stricken members of the community lit candles outside her home in East Harlem. Walcott's father and other brother were too distraught to speak on camera. Her longtime friends say they are horrified by the violence.
Good person, free-spirited, kind, loving, entrepreneurial. She was a good woman. She did not deserve to be discarded like trash on the street.
Walcott's family and friends say her main priority was her 14-year-old son. They say the two were extremely close. He's now with his father, trying to process what happened.
She really took care of her son. She was a hard worker. And her last job was working with ACS, so, you know, she was involved with wanting to help people. She was an entrepreneur. She was a beautiful spirit, strong woman.
Walcott's cousin, 21-year-old Khalid Barrow, has now been arrested and is charged with murder and concealment of a human corpse in connection to the death. Her brother is grateful for the quick arrest.
This is barbaric. Very gutless. The person who did this had to have been a person with no soul, because all she wanted to do was help this person.
The family's priority now is that there is justice for their loved one. In East Harlem, Kieran Dillon, CBS 2 News.
And that is really sad. Like, you could see just by listening to her family members and her friends and her loved ones, you could see the tears just coming down their face like they can't believe that this has happened. And then the whole time her son, him having to endure trying to figure out what happened, how could I have been duped? And that man was in their house like that. That's a horrible feeling. That is a memory that will haunt her son for a very long time. Straight bullshit. My name is Queen Zoya Counts. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. Peace.